And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is George Jones, a trombonist, 2012 Sitka High grad, back here for the summer to be a counselor at the Fine Arts Camp and also play a recital for the community. Welcome to Morning Edition, George.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, let's see, you've been in town with a fine arts camp, and that's something you always wanted to do, right?
Yeah. Being a Sitka Fine Arts Camp counselor was something that I had wanted to do since about the first year that I attended the camp in 2006. And it was not, I wasn't always sure it would be an opportunity, because what I technically should be doing is an orchestral trombonist going to Oberlin Conservatory. But this summer really opened up that opportunity for me, and it was a great experience to finally be a part of that faculty officially, because I've always been affiliated with the camp since 2006 and helping out with bands and setting things up. But it was very nice to actually be integrated into the system.
So I guess we should back up a little bit and say that you're going to Oberlin after you graduate at Sitka High. Mm-hmm. You've been going to Oberlin, you've been studying orchestral performance, and you're a trombonist. How did you get involved in music here in Sitka as a kid?
That's a kind of interesting story. I picked up trombone basically entirely out of spite, because my brother played the instrument. And then it was in our family, so there was a trombone. And I walked into the band room at Blatchley Middle School, directed by Mike Kernin, that ensemble, and just kind of figured it out from there and was really interested in the technical aspects of the trombone and just like making sounds on the thing. And kind of had this blind pursuit of getting as great as I could at the time, while not realizing how bad I was at the current time. And after that, I seeked out lessons from Roger Schmidt, the current director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And he actually didn't pick me up in the beginning, and he placed me in a little brass ensemble group that he used to put on. Because, as I stated earlier, I was pretty terrible. But eventually I kept on pursuing him and made it so that in about seventh grade, he took me on for private lessons. And after that, I just picked up every single musical opportunity that was available to me. In middle school, that was jazz band and concert band. And in high school, that was jazz band, concert band, and also solo competitions and things like the Southeast Music Festival, the All-State Music Festival, and eventually a six-state music festival called All Northwest, and an all-national ensemble put on by the exact same organization as All Northwest. And just kept on building up from there and kept on testing myself in competitions and testing myself with new music. And that eventually led me to Oberlin.
Yeah. So you just dove into music. When you compare yourself to your peers at Oberlin, what kind of how did Sitka set you up for becoming a professional musician?
Sitka definitely instilled, by being an incredibly supportive community and having a lot of opportunities to perform in music, a great love for music and this idea that I could try and mess up and it would be okay. I can name at least one concert where I was giving a solo in the Alaska Jazz Band and my slide flew off. And I thought it was the end of the world. Everybody would come up to me afterwards and be like, how'd it go? And I was like, my slide flew off. And they would always be like, yeah, I know. You did other things, though. And that was just always kind of the environment that I was in. And that was something that was really empowering. But as far as my peers go, the one thing that's interesting about the conservatories individually is they kind of have a very strict setup in how they are run. The idea is is to just churn out these orchestral players to go in to a conservatory. You pop out and then you go play for a symphony orchestra, which isn't exactly realistic, because what ends up happening is there, for trombones, for instance, there are three positions in each orchestra for a tenor trombone, and there are about maybe 10 orchestras in the entire world that offer good benefits and a living wage. But at the same time, so if you're going to do it, so even though what ends up happening is most of these people don't go into orchestras, they come from intensely orchestral backgrounds. So they have big orchestras that they play in. And they also sometimes have professional teachers and a few other things. And they almost always have an exposure to a major symphony orchestra to listen to. And these were things that I wasn't able to get in my community from Sitka. But
you had the confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
That you needed because of the support of the community. And I think you'd like to thank the community for that support by offering a recital this coming Thursday, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that is exactly right. This Thursday, August 21st, I'm going to be giving a recital in an attempt to give back a little bit for all that the community has offered me. And it will be featuring Susan Reed on piano, who was very nice to come and help me out in very last minute, and also Roger Schmidt on trombone.
Okay, and when and where? When and where? Time
okay.
and place.
That'll be at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m.
Okay, is this free?
It is free. A small donation is asked at the front, though, to pay for the hall.
Right, okay. Well, and you're going to play a little bit. Give us a little teaser for what's coming up on Thursday night. You're going to play a little bit on your trombone. What will you be playing?
This will be in the program as Irish Tune for County Derry, and it is more commonly known as Danny Boy.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you take off your headphones and get set up.
Okay, thank you.
So we're speaking with George Jones, who is a trombonist, a 2012 Sitka High School grad. He's going to Oberlin. And he's in the studio. He's going to play a little bit on his trombone for us, give us a little teaser for the recital that he's putting on Thursday night at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. All right, shall we give it a try? Let's see. Perhaps if you angle that way so it's not too loud,
okay.
Might work. That was lovely.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, George, this is a very melodic piece, Danny Boy, and you were telling me earlier that realizing that you could be very melodic on the trombone was a bit of a eye-opener for you.
Oh, yeah. one of the first things that happened with my pursuit of the trombone was just kind of attacking it like it was a machine and not an instrument. Because I don't know if you've heard any sixth grade trombone players, but they don't generally sound, the sounds they make I wouldn't classify as music just yet. Although there's probably a few avant-garde people who would disagree with me. But it's very brittle, and we generally play a lot of whole notes. And one of the first opportunities that I got to play an actual melody was at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and in the jazz band. And that was incredibly inspirational to me. And what's actually kind of interesting is this piece individually is very special to me, because it was the first place that I found that the orchestral sound, or in jazz we have a very different sound complex than in, for the most part, than in concert band or symphonic band. The jazz sound is a lot more tight and funky, is one word, depending. Okay. But at the same time, sorry.
That's so fine. So Danny Boy is a really special piece for you. And yes, we'll get a chance to hear it Thursday night along with some other pieces. You'll be playing with Roger Schmidt and Susan Reed and thanking the community with a trombone recital.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Tell us again, was it 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center?
7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, August 21st, Thursday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for playing for us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with George Jones, trombonist, offering a free recital this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. He'll also be playing with Roger Schmidt and Susan Reed.